at the 2012 Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I am visiting with Nathan Danielson. And Nathan, you're with DuPont Industrial Biosciences and also the chairman of the poster session here, I believe. Tell me a little bit about this poster session. People that haven't been here may not really understand what that's all about.
Yeah, well, I think the poster session is a great way for people to get out and, you know, show their, maybe they don't have research that's quite ready for a full talk, but this allows them to still show something to their peers that might, their peers might be interested in. You know, the way that the NCGA has set up the poster session, it gets a ton of, you get a ton of face time. You've got two receptions, you've got multiple times when people are going up and having coffee. So there's really a lot of interactions that happen in front of the posters. I think they're a great catalyst for talking about exciting science that's going to come out in the field.
So who are these folks that are presenting? I know I've met a couple of them that were our grad students at different universities.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's some companies that are presenting. There's some grad students. There's some professional, you know, some people that are professionals and, again, just maybe didn't have enough information put together for a talk quite yet, but it was really had some exciting things to share. And there's lots of students. So I think that the one thing that the poster session gives an opportunity for, and we have concurrently a contest that goes on. So the students that are upstairs, they're all in this contest. And I think what is nice is, you know, if you've got just an excellent student in your lab, or you've got some, you know, a student that's got some really interesting information, this, you know, kind of has a carrot there for them too. It's a little bit exciting. We've got some really good prizes for the top three posters. But I think that it shows NCGA's commitment to making sure that this next generation of really innovative, creative scientists are nurtured all the way through. And I think that, you know, this is that type of thing that NCGA, I think, is very progressive with, is they, you know, the reason we have this conference is to make sure that the field moves forward. The reason that we have the poster session, encourage students to come here, interact with their peers, meet potential employers, get a chance to talk with people and explain to, you know, some people that may not be as familiar with the technology of their poster, learn how to communicate that to an audience that's outside your technical field. I think it's just it shows NCGA's kind of interest in developing the technical side of the corn industry.
Now, if I understand it right, this year we have like a new category or, you know, in other words, there'll be awards done for two different areas.
Correct. So the Grains Council and NCGA have decided that, you know, we're really going to be focused on, and this would be a better question for Max Starbuck, but really focused on aflatoxin. So there's a whole aflatoxin section of posters where the posters that are in the kind of the general student one can run, you know, over a range of different topics, from corn processing to value-added products to doing things with the DDGs, for example. So we have pulled those aflatoxin posters out kind of as a, I would say, to give them some special intent. And I think that, you know, this shows NCGA's kind of commitment to beginning to let's understand aflatoxins and let's work on that problem.
Well, there's been a lot of interest in that subject here, just judging by those sessions that are focusing on it. So thank you very much, Nathan Danielson. He's the chairman of the poster session here at this 2012 CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.